Dr. David Knight. Dr. Knight, report to room 312.
I am Norman Corwin. In legend, in literature, and in what we call the world of actuality, life is cherishable to most people, but unbearable to some. Between the two lies a deep abyss. If in the following play by Robert Presnell Jr., a few sparks from the flints of ancient Greece may fall, they were not struck accidentally. We begin in a minute from now.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Nobel Peace Prize winner. The Honorable Angie Brooks, President of the United Nations. Julian Bond, politician. Floyd B. McKissick, civil rights leader. Their alma maters, all accredited and located mainly in the South, were once the only schools to educate black men and women. These schools are proud of their graduates. They've done well. Most of them would not have finished college without money supplied by the United Negro College Fund. But they did, and they have returned to work in their communities and to inspire young brothers and sisters. Tomorrow's leaders are on these same campuses today. 65% come from families that make less than $5,000 a year. So it takes money to prepare them, $10 million this year. That's not much for the big job we do. You can help. Send your tax-deductible contributions to UNCF, Box 52E, FDR Station, New York, 122.
Receiving his soul, presenting it to the Most High. May he rest in peace. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, why did he die?
Don't you know, Doctor?
No, not entirely.
But I heard you're a specialist.
Well, as one specialist to another, have you nothing to tell me?
I, a specialist? I don't understand.
Oh, forgive me. I thought for a moment there might be some secret that you could share with me. But there isn't, is there? We're all in the dark all the time. You're Father Mumbo and I'm Dr. Jumbo. And death rides on by us as though we were a couple of lumps of clay.
Oh, I see.
Father, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude.
Quite all right.
Look, I'm going up on the roof for a breath of fresh air. Would you like to join me?
No, thanks. I have some more visits to make.
All right.
I hope that did you some good, because I would do the same thing to you.
And who the hell are you? A good Samaritan in the business?
You're just lucky I came up here.
Who asked you?
I wish it were always so easy to hold on to a life just by grabbing it with physical force. Okay, what's this all about?
I didn't count on meeting a hero.
Hero nothing. What'd you expect me to do, stand there and watch you?
I will not cry. I will not cry. I will not.
You better?
Of course not.
What's your name? Who are you?
Joanna, Sally, Lynn. Alexandra, Jillian, Kate, Marsha.
Tell me.
I'm a body, female, Caucasian, over 21, but not much. It's all the coroner needs if it's not murder.
Suicide is murder.
Oh, and is it punishable by death?
Suppose we forget about death for a while.
That's as good a definition of happiness as any, I suppose.
Why did you want to jump?
To die, of course.
Why? You're young. You're beautiful.
What makes you think the old and the ugly have first rights on suicide? Go away, please.
And then what?
Well, it does seem one needs some privacy for suicide.
Look, suppose we go down and get a cup of coffee.
I haven't been rescued. I have been captured. Who are you, anyway?
My name is David Knight. I'm a doctor.
And what are you doing on a rooftop in the middle of the night, doctor? Looking for business?
As a matter of fact, I was thinking about death.
You too?
A patient of mine died tonight in spite of everything I tried.
And you wanted to help me? You, you're a licensed executioner. I should have gone to you in the first place.
I don't think that's funny. Come on, let's get down off here. Come on.
Dr. Ashwell, emergency. Dr. Ashwell.
Where are we going?
Emergency.
That's my suite. I'm on the resident staff here. We can talk there.
Dr. Susan Horowitz, pediatrics, please. Dr. Horowitz, pediatrics.
You know, if I was a doctor, I would be a plastic surgeon, dedicated to making the face of man more pleasant. I'd do it free, too. Only, I'm afraid it wouldn't help much.
Why not?
Ugliness is not skin deep. Take your face, for example. Other than the mark of Cain, it could use a better smile. Yeah, a few laugh lines around the eyes might help your poor patients hang on a little longer as they stare up at you from their hot pillows. But, all in all, it's a nice face. What kind of doctor's face is it?
It's my specialty, I mean.
Yeah.
Neuropathology. The brain.
Oh, good. I'm in luck. Could I have an operation, please? Just take over where the shrinks left off and cut the whole thing out entirely.
That might be a little drastic.
Why? I think there would be great fame and fortune in it for someone who could painlessly and simply remove brains, leaving a wholesome, normal, brainless human being.
You take a dim view of human beings.
No. A clear one.
No, short-sighted. Think how long we've been acquiring these brains. I mean, it took us a few million years to crawl up out of the warm sea. A few more million to stand up and walk. And even more just to finally become what we call human beings. And you, in your conceit, take one myopic glance about you during your fraction of a geologic second on Earth and say that's no good.
Yeah, it would have been better for this Earth if we had stayed under the warm mud under the sea.
Have you ever thought how marvelous it must have been the day a human being first laughed aloud. I mean, the first such sound on Earth, perhaps in the universe.
Yeah. I'll bet I know what made him laugh, too.
What was that?
He dropped a heavy rock on his brother's head and squashed it.
Oh, come on now.
You blind, blind scientist. Do you think, like all the others, that evolution is a progress upwards?
You don't think science hasn't done something for somebody?
You scientist! You haven't got the wit to know I'm calling you a vile name. Are you happy now that you and your breed have found a way to atomize the whole Earth and everything on it so that nothing can live, not even under the moon.
All right, take it easy.
No! I take it hard. I take it damn hard. How the hell do you have the...
All right, just a minute! You got me mixed up with somebody else. See, I'm a doctor. And I'm concerned with saving lives. That's my job.
That may be the worst crime of all.
Where do you live?
In a dark house.
Where is that?
Halfway.
That isn't much help. Would you like me to take you home?
To love me?
No, of course not. I'm a doctor, that's all.
And not a man withal?
Rogers of the First Edition. You know, times are really changing, and if you're not making plans to change with them, you could end up out of it. The smart thing to do is to learn a skill with the future, and that's the only kind of skill the Air Force teaches. Find yourself in the Air Force, and you'll find yourself a skill and a future.
Three leading refrigerators, all about the same size outside. Let's find out if they're all the same size inside. One refrigerator has slimmer walls to give you extra storage space. Which one? Westinghouse. It's 80, 90, maybe 100 sausages bigger. You can be sure if it's Westinghouse.
Straight from the heyday of the silent screen, here are the heartbreakers, the romances, the comedies, and the unforgettable stars. This Thursday night, you'll see Rudolph Valentino as the dashing Russian Robin Hood and Vilma Bankey as the damsel in distress in The Eagle. Thursday night, 7:30, on Silence, Please.
You know, young girl, nobody ever suggested that life was sweet and simple, and that all human beings were perfect. It takes a little will and strength to live. Maybe even a little faith.
In what? God?
What has poor God done to annoy you so much?
Well, for one thing, he makes friends indiscriminately. Seems to like anyone who likes him. Most especially, he likes winners.
Why did you want to die?
It's cancer. Of the soul.
Look, I'd like to help you.
Well, then talk to me. Speak your mind, for once. For once, tell me the truth.
The truth?
Yeah. Don't be afraid. Just something of your own. tell me something that you know deep down inside you is an important truth.
A truth about what?
Anything. Do you know any?
Well, of course I do.
All right. I'm waiting.
Well, for one thing, I know that you're a silly girl.
You know, you really ought to let me go. Study your science. Think your medical thoughts. Wear your blind faith over your eyes. And keep yourself safe from truth and death and silly girls. Are you even afraid to love?
Who are you?
I told you, I'm a single, suicidal girl.
But why? I mean, that is so wrong.
Wrong? Why is it wrong? Wrong if we do it alone, but all right if we do it all together and call it a war.
Come on. I want to show you death. Right in the basement of this hospital. No, I want you to see its face. I want you to know it as I know it. No, come on.
There they are, Doctor, on the tables, in the drawers.
Dr. Peter Edwards.
Are you sure the young lady?
Yes, all right.
Dr. Peter Edwards, radiology.
No, we'll start over here.
Dr. Ed Brennan. Dr. Ed Brennan, please.
C-13785, weight 180 pounds, height uncertain. Cause of death, a 20-story jump.
Hello, cousin.
Screaming, perhaps. Some sort of machine. The greenish tinges caused by the gas he inhaled.
Odd. I never even thought of the gas.
Easy, Brent.
Will you leave us alone for a minute?
Sure.
All right now.
All right now?
All right now. I want you to see death for what it is. Not peace, but nothingness. Not drama, but a curtain that comes down at the end of the play and never goes up again.
I wasn't looking for anything temporary.
All right, here. Just try to think of yourself. Cold, bloodless, meaningless. Cold. Yes, cold. Cold, like the bottom of this table. Cold and rotting. Shut off from all human sound. Never able to feel or touch or know or smell again. Is that what you want?
Yes.
No, that's madness.
Life is madness.
Look, only one small part of one lobe of your brain wants to die. I mean, why should that tyrannize the rest of you? You're not just a mind. Did you know that? You're living cells. Brain cells, muscle cells, blood, bone cells, all living. Every part of you is alive, is teeming with life. Now you see? You're afraid. You don't really want to die.
I didn't say I wasn't afraid of pain.
You don't know what life is.
Room 1518.
Yes, I do. It's the negation of love.
Okay. Have you ever held a baby? Well, meet Justin. 5 days old. Here. Go on, he likes attention. Just look at how perfectly formed everything is, even down to the fingernails in miniature. Look at that miracle.
Poor little blind thing.
Oh, no, he's not blind at all. He's just preoccupied with a stinging belly button and the shock of disconnection, aren't you? In no time, he's going to be bright and joyous and ready to feel and touch and taste and see the world. Yes.
Born crying, born protesting.
He's just exercising his lungs.
Begins with tears as if he knew what was coming.
No. He doesn't know anything at all. He hasn't got a single notion right now. He's a clean slate. Aren't you, Justin? A clean slate.
Yes.
He'll inherit what we are. Think our thoughts, learn our ways, catch our bad habits, live our lunacies, and die as uselessly as we in some war or other. Hooray for the dying!
All right, stop that.
Come on, children. All together now. Cry out. Cry out. Those who bore you will never let you live. Cry out. Cry
Walter Truth?
No. You're Charles Voss's wife. Now that he's dead, you're their only lead.
Mr. Bartholomew, if you're trying to frighten me, you're doing a first-rate job.
See Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn in Charade on the KPIX Thursday Night Movie at 9.
It was pretty silly in the nursery, wasn't it?
Yeah. All unsuccessful protests is pretty silly.
Don't you think now you ought to tell me who you are?
Cassandra.
Cassandra? Cassandra who?
It's like saying Homer who. Cassandra, who foretells the future, but no one ever heeds. No, don't go.
No, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to get you something. You try and rest. Go on. That again.
No, not that again.
It wasn't on your mind?
Oh, yes, it was on my mind. On everybody's mind in high places. We all have our voices.
All right, just turn your head aside and you won't feel anything. In a minute, the whole world is going to seem very peaceful.
Will?
Why don't the heads of government try it?
All right. Will you tell me now why you think so much of dying?
I'm a conformist. If dying's all the rage, why can't I have it too?
Nobody wants to die. It's an obsession with you right now.
A sort of lunacy?
Look, I want to help you.
Because you love me? Love is all that can help me. It's all that can help any of us. David, can't you love?
Listen. Listen to me. I've asked another doctor to come in and see you. Her name is Dr. Hunt. You're going to like her.
I ask for love, and I'm given a psychiatrist.
Yes, because she can help you.
Why did you stop me?
So you can live. So, that's Dr. Hunt now.
Goodbye, David.
No, I'm going to be here. I'm not going to leave.
Goodbye, David.
No.
Did you find her, Dr. Knight?
She's in some sort of coma suddenly.
Don't worry, Doctor. I know her.
No, she was just talking to me.
She spoke to you?
Yes, why?
She hasn't been known to speak for years.
What do you say?
She's a hopeless cataleptic. She sees nothing, feels nothing. She has to be fed and dressed.
No, there's some mistake. You're
Doctor,
wrong.
I know her. She's been missing from the ward since late last night. We've been searching for her all day.
Wake up. Come back.
That won't help. Dr. Knight, you know better than that.
My God.
Did she say anything about herself? All we know is she was brought to the hospital a long time ago. She was found by the river, and it was thought that she meant to kill herself. She went into catalepsy then. I feel sorry for her. She's such a pretty thing. And somehow very tender. Didn't she say anything that might help us know about her?
She said her name was Cassandra.
Cassandra?
But she was over 21, but not much.
She was about 17 when I first saw her. About 7 years ago. I remember when it was, in 1964. She was carrying a newspaper, something about the war in the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam, or was it Cambodia?
How many have died since then? Asia, Middle East, Bangladesh? 1 million? 5 million?
I beg your pardon?
How many millions does it take?
All right, dear. We'll go back now. Come on. Come on. That's it. Here we go. Step. 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 Good. Step. Step. Step.